Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Washington Redskins have announced they're changing their name. The name, considered a slur against Native Americans, has gotten renewed attention amid the new nationwide conversation about racial justice. Joining us now is Washington Post sports columnist Barry Sferluga. Now, Barry, there's been pressure for a long time for the Redskins to change their name. What changed to make this happen right now?
Well, I think a couple things. One, you know, the killing of George Floyd at the hands of police on Memorial Day weekend, as you mentioned, it started a conversation, a very spirited conversation about race in America. And that's really touched kind of all segments of society, sports included. But I think more specifically, as it pertains to the Washington football team, as those conversations started to put pressure on corporate entities, you saw some major companies that had long associations with the football team in D.C. start to say they would like to see the Redskins change their name. Last Thursday, in a statement, FedEx, which has its name on the team's stadium, it wanted to see the name changed. And less than a day later, the club itself said it would start a process of reviewing it.
But the name won't change immediately, and they haven't announced a new one yet. Have they chosen one yet?
You know, reporting is a little unclear on that. There is some discussion that perhaps the name that they want to use is caught up in some sort of trademark battle. But it was pretty significant that it took, you know, all of 10 days for the review to start and for the team to say, we're dropping the old name. Now, whether that means if there's an NFL season this fall, they play just as the Washington football team, or if there's a new nickname in place, we can't be sure. This is a tremendous logistical overhaul. You're talking about uniforms, licensing, branding on all sorts of gear, helmets, all that kind of stuff.
Right, because they have to change the logo and the name on basically everything.
Correct. And you know, the Redskins helmet, and I guess we should just say the Washington football team's helmet, has long had a picture of kind of a stoic Native American head on it. You know, that's something that Native American groups have pointed to as playing on stereotypes that they didn't find favorable at all.
Now, we've seen lots of rumors flying around on social media about the new possible name. What do you think are a couple that might be real possibilities?
Well, I think people immediately turn to Warriors because they feel like that could be an offshoot and maybe an homage to the Native American community. I think myself that they need a cleaner break than that. I think that if they use Warriors, some of the same Native American groups that have protested the old name would find themselves protesting the new one. So my suspicion is something more generic like Generals.
That's Washington Post sports columnist Barry Sferluga. He says another name that's a possibility is the Washington Red Tails. That's a name that would honor the Tuskegee Airmen, the fighter group of African-American military pilots who fought in World War II.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.